You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Australian government has announced plans to implement legislation that would ban under 16-year-olds from social media, with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese saying the bill will be introduced to Parliament within the next few weeks. This move has been criticised, including by the Australian Child Rights Task Force, an organisation made up of 100 academics and 20 civil society organisations, which have written to the Australian government opposing the bill, rather calling for the government to impose safety standards on social media. However, Senior Research Fellow in the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences at the University of Auckland, Dr. Samantha Marsh, supports Australia's move and is calling for New Zealand to implement similar restrictions. I spoke to her about Australia's move and why she supports it. Recently, the Australian government has announced plans to ban social media for those under the age of 16. Could you explain what this law will entail?
Yeah, so it's basically making the companies, so the social media companies, responsible for their product, basically. So it's putting the onus on the companies to make sure that it is at least safe, at least that our children below the ages of 16 won't be able to access it. So it's not about making it, you know, illegal. There's no comeuppance basically for parents or children if they access social media. It's all on the company.
And do you believe that currently social media platforms are implementing strict enough guidelines to ensure young people are safe online?
No. So recently they've introduced some new things around content and the amount of time you can spend on it. But it's really not addressing the whole problem. It's kind of a band-aid approach to the issue.
And what is New Zealand's sort of legislation and stuff looking around like this? Has New Zealand implemented anything similar or...?
No. So at this stage, nothing's been done. I believe the government is looking to Australia to see what happens there. We've got we've got an advocacy group in New Zealand called Before 16, and they're advocating for change in this area for a similar delaying of access to social media until the age of 16. So that's pretty much all that's happening.
And has other countries overseas implemented similar legislation, or is Australia like a sort of world first country to do something like this?
Other people are talking about it, but Australia is the world first. They're leading the way, and you know, New Zealand could kind of jump in there as well and be another world leader in this area.
Do you have any current concerns with this legislation the Australian government is entailing?
No, there's a number of people that have raised a number of concerns, but when you kind of look at the arguments, they really don't hold up. Oftentimes they're talking about it's just, you know, a bit of a cop-out, it's an oversimplification, the government's just kind of going to put in this legislation that's not going to be enforceable, and then they're just kind of, that's going to be done. I think, you know, first of all, the legislation isn't just about delaying access, you know, with vaping, with alcohol. We know kids find workarounds, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't do it. You know, it's about shifting societal norms around this. It's also about empowering parents, because at the moment we have a lot of parents saying that they know that this that social media is harming their kids. They don't want to give it to their kids, but at the same time they feel like they have to because they don't want to socially isolate their kids. So a law change or a policy change, you know, really supports a lot of parents who want to say no to their kids but just feel like they can't. So that's kind of one aspect of it. And the other aspect is it's not just, you know, a policy change and then that's it. I would hope, and if we did something like this in New Zealand, I would really support that we accompany it with parent and child education, working with youth to understand what they need to support them if something like this was implemented. You know, there's a lot more that would need to be done, and I see a policy change as just a really important first step.
And what do you think a policy change like this will mean heading into the future for Australians? And if New Zealand implements a similar policy change, what would you hope comes out of this?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would hope that it would begin to make people think a lot more about giving these devices and social media to young developing brains, because there's a lot of research out there now showing that, you know, kids who are on these, on social media platforms a lot, you know, they've got increased risk for anxiety, depression, self-harm, you know, it's interfering with their sleep. Kids are on this all night long. We talked to to teachers, to principals, to school nurses, and kids are just falling asleep in class. You know, it negatively impacts body image, self-esteem, increases loneliness. So I would hope that a policy, you know, and I don't expect it, as I said, to be 100% effective, but it would begin to shift the way we as a society approach these devices and think twice about giving them to our kids. And I think really key here is that it's not just an individual parent making a choice like it is at the moment, you know, to not give their child a phone or social media access and then feeling that their kid's isolated. And, you know, that's really difficult. And, you know, when we talk to kids, they say if none of their friends had social media, they wouldn't want it either. They don't want to be, a lot of kids don't even want to be on social media. They feel really, you know, they say it themselves, they feel addicted to it. It doesn't make them feel great, but, you know, their fear of missing out is a real thing. So if a policy came in, I would hope that we would begin to shift that and we would see that kids begin to, you know, interact more in person, start doing things, start setting up, you know, Friday night activities and stuff that don't involve phones, and also kids spending a bit more time, quality time in families and with parents and building those connections, which we know are so important for children's development and well-being.
And for under-16s who may be grappling with social media addiction or the negative implications of social media usage, what sort of things would you suggest to kind of alleviate the concerns they're having?
So I think it's really important, and this is some of the criticisms against the move is that instead we should be just teaching kids to manage the stuff themselves, and we have good conversations with them. But these are, you know, they're designed to be addictive. Kids really struggle to monitor their own use. So parental support is really helpful, you know, and parents need more education on what they can do to support their kids. Probably a lot of work in schools with teachers and counsellors in schools and things like that to support their students. But, you know, for kids that are really battling with this, seeing a psychologist, a psychiatrist is often necessary, especially if you're trying to take it away, because that can be really difficult. You know, it is like an addiction and kids can really struggle with that.
That was Senior Research Fellow in the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences at the University of Auckland, Dr. Samantha Marsh, about Australia's announcement regarding banning under 16-year-olds from using social media, her support for Australia's move, and her calls for New Zealand to implement similar legislation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.